4, HKX, mobile.
Noon, Patrick, KM4, NAP.
Ed, you doing okay?
Can't complain. How about you, sir?
Phone call.
Good is, if they want to talk to me, they can leave me a message.
Saying that, I'm tired of those telemarketer phone calls.
I am too.
Don't prosecute them for identity theft, because that phone number is tied to your identity.
Like this, I got a phone call from myself one time, and I was trying to sell myself some car insurance.
Smooth salesman.
Couldn't buy from him because I didn't like him.
That.
What did you make today? Enough to buy a hot dog and with chili or what?
Be able to get a corn dog today.
It'll be better.
Pay for all the fuel it takes to do this. That's about all that's left.
About that, how you coming on your truck out in Missouri?
Doing fine. I'm just waiting on Allstate to pay off the one that I had so that I don't have two huge payments at one time. But I got a phone call earlier today where they assigned a new adjuster and she doesn't have a clue what's going on, so who knows?
Stall tactic to me.
So the lawyer's been trying to get a hold of somebody at Allstate for the last 2.5 weeks and they wouldn't even answer a phone call or email.
Me, you may have to take them into court to make them pay up.
They'll just drag everything out even longer. I just want to get this truck settled so I can get back to a routine of life here. This is killing me.
Don't doubt that at all. Not one bit.
Pickup line?
My granddaughter in the back seat, and I'm headed to the middle school to get her brother.
Careful out there. They're out today.
Traffic out today. More than normal.
I don't know what it is. I guess spring break.
Got a phone call from somebody I don't even know.
Phone numbers coming from every direction. I don't know what to do with them half the time.
A name attached to it, but I didn't answer it. I tell you, it looks like it's going to cloud up and get us a little rain tonight.
I believe they were calling for a couple of showers, but I'm not 100% sure.
Out in the sky, and I'm running around at night, it's going to rain.
Now look, if I got to do anything outside or plan it, it's going to rain.
We're going to do some Dutch oven cooking out in the yard this weekend. And from what I understand, we're going to have rain. So that takes care of that plan.
Plans to go to Tennessee this weekend over there to the Rod Run. See how it is this year.
We'll stir them with a stick.
Not, but most of the time I just sit and ride around, so I don't have to deal with them too much other than the traffic. You don't go anywhere, so it's not that big a deal.
I don't like is huge crowd.
The older I'm liking it less and less.
My age.
What I'll be like when I get that far up there.
Some more.
You Ed. I'm 46 next month.
67 in September.
I gotta turn around and go back. I got another customer needing something else now.
It's a sale. Go back and grab it while you can.
With the way back orders are anymore, you better get all you can get.
I've ordered a greenhouse and I'm surprised none of it has been on back order. It's supposed to come in tomorrow.
Didn't ever get his refrigerator?
To Jeff Lynch's, and they had one in stock, and he got it.
He last night and told you I had to go to FedEx and pick that package up, and then got home to take a shower and no hot water.
The tank's not cracked. You can change those elements out.
Yeah, I used to work with my uncle doing plumbing repairs, so it's just a matter of getting to it.
In college, I worked in a cotton mill, and I worked in the shop. I did everything from running machine lay, to plumbing, to painting, to electrical work, to air conditioning work.
High school, I jumped around a little bit, and I worked with him for about a year and a half, 2 years, doing plumbing repair, and then I got on doing steel fabrication with my uncle over in Asheville. Done that for about a year, so I've done a little bit of everything. Then I got on at DuPont, thought I had it made, and lo and behold, they shut it down, moved everything overseas, and that's how I went back to school and got an education to work on cars, and now look where I'm at.
I learned what little bit I know about cars from my daddy under a big oak tree in the front yard.
I wish it was still that simple.
You both. Well, I'm going to sign off. The little girl says she got to go. And I'm going to swing in here to the wreck and let her go. And then he's still on. I'll sign back on. So if not, 732, you be careful and have a good one. KM4, and that will be clear.
Take care. And if I don't talk to you this afternoon, I'll talk to you in the morning.
KO4 ATX,
monitoring.
WHM, monitoring.
How are you this afternoon?
Doing. You having a good day?
I'm having a good day. It's a little warm in this trailer with no air conditioning. It's like being in a toaster oven.
Isn't that the weather monitor I got, and it's showing 83 degrees. Zero wind.
Saying 82 right here where I'm at right now.
Been in and out. I just come in from the outside. I'm still tinkering with my antenna. I forgot to put my GPS unit up on my new radio, so I got it up above the roof line now, so should be able to get GPS on my 578 radio. So yeah, it's been one of those days.
Some time off to enjoy it.
That's what I'm doing. I hope, anyway. I don't never have time to work on my radios in the evening, so I had to take the day off just to work on them.
And that, when I get home, I've got to check in orders and get everything ready for the next day. Usually by the time I get set down and relaxed, I got to do my computer work, close out my day, so there's another 30, 45 minutes. By the time I'm ready, I'm just tired, don't want to do nothing.
I got an hour commute each way to Athens and back each day, and when I come in, I eat dinner and sit down, and it's about 8 o'clock then, and so that doesn't leave much time, because I try to go to bed by 9, back up at 4:30.
I don't know what I'd do if I went to bed at 9 o'clock, but I don't get up till about 5 o'clock, so I got a little bit, but I don't go to bed till 11 usually.
But this, honestly, it's about 10 o'clock. I try to get about 7 hours of sleep. That's what my body has decided it needed.
I don't know if you can hear me or not. I think I'm in a bad spot, so give me just a second.
Got you. That's a little white noise, but you there.
Got you on my end. I don't, it's probably my receive.
In my end, too, I'm talking on my backup radio. I'm loading software and firmware on the new one.
New radio did you get?
DMR, triple band, Anytone 578.
Can't copy anything of that, so I don't know if you can still hear me. KO4 HKX. 4 HKX.
Got a copy on me. This is M4WHM.
Yes, sir. I got you loud and clear now.
It's moving around. Who knows? But I was saying the new radio is a 578 Anytone dual band with DMR, and I'm trying to get it set up to do both DMR straight out and through my hotspot.
Thinking about one of those for the next tool truck. I may see how you like it and let me know on that.
It's been a good radio. I've got a lot of good reports on it as far as the sound quality and things, and it's so far it's easy to, fairly easy to program. It's a little different than the 878 software, so I go to look for something and think I'm in the wrong software package or can't find it because they're just a little different. Must have been two different people writing it.
To get the tool truck, I'll get something to put in it, and I just hadn't decided on what yet.
It would, you could probably do a good bit with even the handheld, but any of the DMR stuff, I think you're going to like it. I was talking to a guy in Ireland and the UK just a little bit ago, and DMR is different, but it's a lot of fun. There's definitely some tricks of the trade if you're going to do the Chinese hotspots.
And early, I'm looking forward to getting my hands on it, so see how it works and how it goes. So maybe I'll get it set up this evening and get it on the air.
Something from Bridgecom, they should have set everything up, and you should be able to literally power that rascal up, get it on your Wi-Fi, and go to worldwide. That channel's active 24 hours a day. And from there, you can just jump around and go to different places, and just like on changing the channel.
I'm looking forward to it. We'll figure out how it works. I have to say 73s. I got to try to find this new shop down here, see if I can figure out where it's at.
Be safe out there. Have a good rest of the day. And like I say, you get that radio set up and going, give me a shout. Talk to you later. 73s, M4WHM clear.
HKX, clear. Have a good evening.